Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer George Chapman, C-H-A-P-M-A-N, Chapman, okay, George Chapman. His dates are from 1559 to 1634. Now he was an English dramatist, poet as well as a translator, and in the Romantic era later on, it is John Keats who famously praises the translations of Homer which were done by George Chapman. And if you remember, there is a very famous poem called On First Looking into Chapman's Homer. Okay, this was published in 1815. Okay, this is a poem by John Keats. In this poem, he praises the translation that George Chapman did of Homer's Iliad. Okay? Now, let me tell you that George Chapman translated the Iliad during the Elizabethan times, and the translated version, matlab, translation into English, this appeared in 1598. Okay? This was fully completed in 1611, and then he also translated Odyssey, okay? Homer's Odyssey. That came out in 1616. Okay? And this is one of the reasons why in English literature, George Chapman is famous. Okay. Along with this, he has also written some plays that are important from an exam point of view. Okay. Unme se ek to ye hai, Eastward Ho. Okay. Eastward Ho. Now, Eastward Ho was jointly or collaboratively written by George Chapman, Ben Jonson and John Marston. And this is important from an exam point of view because after the publication of this play, in tino ko jail ho gayi thi. Okay. The then king, James I, got offended by this play and he imprisoned all of these three writers. Okay. So they can ask you in the exam that for which play was George Chapman imprisoned. It is Eastward Ho. Uske baad ek bahut famous poem hai inka. It's called Euthymia Raptus or the Tears of Peace. Okay. Euthymia Raptus. E-U-T-H-Y-M-I-A-E. Euthymia Raptus. R-A-P-T-U-S. Okay. Euthymia Raptus or the Tears of Peace. This is the full title. This came out in 1609. Okay. And this is a major poem written by George Chapman. Aur isme hota kya? This is a kind of dialogue between the poet, okay, and a character called Lady Peace. Okay. Lady Peace. Jo war and peace wala peace hota na, wo, that peace. P-E-A-C-E. Peace. And in this dialogue, they are regretting over the fact that human beings are just running after worldly objects instead of focusing on maintaining integrity, focusing on acquiring wisdom. Instead of doing the important things, they are just running after worldly objects and also causing chaos because of that. Okay, so this is what their dialogue is about. Okay? So from an exam point of view, just remember that George Chapman was an English poet and a dramatist during the Elizabethan times and the Jacobean times. He's famous for translating Homer's Iliad and Odyssey. This is something which even poet John Keats talks about. He praises the translation of George Chapman of the Iliad and Odyssey in his famous poem called On First Looking into Chapman's Homer. Okay? And that poem was published in 1815. After that, I told you that the three writers, Chapman, Ben Jonson and John Marston, were imprisoned for writing a play, and the name of the play was Eastward Ho. Eastward Ho. Aur is play mein tha kya that, you know, there were some satirical references to Scotland and Scottish people. And this offended the king of that time, which was James I. Okay? Iske wajah se in teenon ko jail mein dal diya tha. Afterwards, I told you that Chapman has also written a poem called Euthymia Raptus or the Tears of Peace. Okay? And this is just a kind of dialogue between the poet and a character called Lady Peace. Okay?